Hello Adriano, we are CIA 2023 with the conversazione at Camp Imbines with Alessandro Vandelò. He is the son of the founder of Vacanze col Cuore. He is a spiritual ruler in the Dutch division of Vacanze col Cuore. So Alessandro, I would like to start to know a little bit about Vacanze col Cuore. Can you explain us what are the dimensions today and the main focus of your company?
Yes, of course. Vacanze col Cuore is a family-owned business, which is very important to us because we are really proud of being a family business and having the intention to go on as a family business. We currently operate 7 resorts in Italy and 1 resort in the Netherlands. And from season 2024, we will open 1 more resort in Italy. So the total of the group will go to 9. Our main focus is glamping.
Where will you open it?
On Lago di Trasimeno.
Lago di Trasimeno.
Yeah, in Umbria.
Okay.
So our main focus is glamping, as this is a bit our history and also like our passion. And compared to other competitors, our resorts are relatively small. So our smallest resort counts 55 units, and our biggest resort counts 380 units. So that's really small compared to the bigger players in the industry. But having these smaller scale resorts, we really think we can offer our guests the feeling of being in a family-owned business, but also the advantages of a group, so people can travel and visit more of our locations. And that's why we are really working to go from customers to a community. That's one of the main focuses for the next years.
Concerning your camping village here in Italy, how is composed the mix of your customers?
Yes, so in terms of number of customers, we have our biggest market is the Italian market, our second market is the Dutch, and our third market is the German. If you look in revenue, then the Dutch are the biggest market because they are booking the more expensive weeks. But the funny thing, or at least the thing that's worth to mention, is that before the COVID crisis, we didn't have any Italian customer. Maybe it was 2-3% of our total turnover. During the COVID years, or 2020-2021, we had to invest a lot on the Italian market to gain visibility, because it was obviously not possible for foreign people to travel to Italy. And as the whole campsite industry for the first time really was approached by Italians, we also had a lot of them, and we found out that a good part of them stayed in our business. So I really think if we want to find a positive thing out of the whole very negative COVID happening, is that we Italianized a little bit the open air hospitality that was really, really North European oriented before.
So very good. You have a past in a company who's called Vacan Select. So what did you learn being there, and what did you bring to your new co right now?
Yeah. So in Vacan Select, I had many roles. In the first part of my career, mainly based on e-commerce, marketing, and communication. And the second part of my career, more in the B2B relation. So I was head of partner campsites, meaning in charge of all the contracts with independent campsites in Europe. And to give you a number, it was around 400 campsites at that time. So I think it's two aspects that I'm bringing with me. One is that I saw how a bigger group is organized. And at that time, Vacan Select was owning around 60 own campsites besides the tour operator activities. So I experienced how it is to build a structure to operate campsites and to have the whole commercial activities. And on the other hand, living in the Netherlands and being based in the Netherlands, I think I can, I'm bringing to Vacanze col Cuore some of the Northern European way of looking at e-commerce and communication.
Okay, thank you. So you told me before that you have a new commercial strategy for the future. Can you explain me what it is?
Yeah, sure. As our real strength is that we have several destinations, and on all our destinations, so what we say internally is that one of our guests should be happy on all our locations. And that's the real strategy we have behind it. And in order to do this, we are trying to migrate our guests from being like guests to being a community. So we are organizing a lot of activities for guests outside the summer. For example, in the Netherlands, during the Christmas holidays, we organize one day, which is all thematized by our mascot Spotty. And we are inviting all our Dutch guests in this case. We are offering them a complete day with entertainment, with food, with drinks, and it's just for free. So we are offering this, and that's all to build a community. We are also publishing a magazine since this year where we tell people our story, but we also like give some advice on where to go when you are in one of our destinations. And very soon we will open a flagship store in downtown Amsterdam, which will be also our office, but it will also be a place where guests can come and visit us, so to go and be closer to our final guests.
That's super. Yeah. Are you already experiencing this kind of loyalty to your Vacanze Col Cuore? I mean, someone who came on a campsite or a glamping structure, then the other years they went yeah. in the other one?
This is yeah, we noticed both two things. First, we have a very loyal group of our customers that are really looking at their next holiday based on the portfolio of destinations that we have. And the other thing, and that's I'm experiencing it more from close by because I'm based in the Netherlands, is that on Papillon Country Resort, so our Dutch destination, many people are coming and they come to us and they say, like, I booked my summer holiday in Lago di Garda or in Tuscany, and now we just wanted to go away for one more weekend, so we picked one your destination in the Netherlands, because we enjoy your way of running a holiday company. So it's really something we are experiencing almost every day.
Oh, super, super. Can you share with us some impression about new trends in the glamping world?
Yeah. I think there are many trends in this moment of time. I think in the past years we spoke a lot about what is glamping, what's defining glamping, and I think we are a bit past that stage at the moment. What we see on one side, you have the whole sustainability aspect that's really, really important, and it's getting more and more important. And until some years ago, people were talking about sustainability, but when they had to make the decision to go on holiday, they were not really taking action on this, but we really notice that people are becoming very critical about this, and I think the outdoor hospitality is really the holiday experience that should become closer to the sustainability trends. As we are outside, we are natural, so it is really important that we respect the environment, and we also teach our guests to respect the environment. And the other trend that we notice is that people, or at least a big group of people, are not looking for the very standardized holidays anymore, and it can be like all-inclusive resorts or the very, very, very big resorts, but they are looking for a more tailor-made, more personalized, more familiar way of having a holiday. So we, besides what we're doing with Vacanze Col Cuore, but we definitely see also space for very niche initiatives that can go like also to have 15 tents in a vineyard, for example. And it's obviously not attracting everybody, but there is a market that's looking for this kind of things, and they will never be happy in a too standardized resort. So and that's also quite close to the sustainability thing. So I think that's the whole green revolution. It's going to be the big trend in outdoor hospitality.
That's very interesting. So how was the season for you in 2023? And what are your forecasts for the next season?
So 2023 is still, because we are still open on half of our resorts. It's a very good season, actually. We heard that not everybody in the market grew this year. But in our case, we can say that both from number of guests as from a revenue point of view, we grew. We really noticed a longer season. We noticed a good spread of international guests. So from all our source markets, we attracted customers. Especially in Italy, the weather was also very, very good this year.
It's still very good.
Yes, for sure. And in Northern Europe, the weather was not so good. So we really had some advantages from that point of view. And for next year, we are basically expecting a very good year again. We think that there will be some challenges, because generally speaking, from a financial economical point of view, guests or customers are suffering a little bit. Mortgage interests are raising in basically all European countries. Energy seems to stabilize a bit, but I heard yesterday that because of the new developments in Israel, they fear that price will go up again. So that's a big question mark. But if nothing strange is happening from that point of view and from the terrible Ukraine situation, then we really think that 2024 can be another very successful year.
Thank you very much, Alessandro, for your time, and have a great show.
Thank you very much.